brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I turned on my computer. Well, I guess I didn't turn it on. I was surfing on the internet at about midnight last night. I'd been on a syndicated show in Canada, and I was surfing around, and I clicked on the BBC's website, and I was shocked to read this headline. Now, I guess I really shouldn't have been shocked, but I was shocked. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already the first day of May 2007. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. U.S. and EU agree on single market. That is the BBC News headline. Underneath that it says the United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at a summit in Washington. And I knew this was airing on C-SPAN. I had not watched it. Much of the summit was behind closed doors, but they did have some press conferences. We need to judiciously, when that re-airs, tape that. Hint, hint to the audience who wants to help us, or at least order that from C-SPAN. Historically, it'll be because within a few weeks, if we write articles about this, there will be big national newspapers denying the meeting even took place or the agreement has even been signed. It's the equivalent of denying the Atlantic Ocean exists. It's the equivalent of claiming that plants do not engage in photosynthesis, but they will do it. And the general public will accept it as a fact. They have been trained from birth to accept any amount of lies or disinformation. So I thought that coming up later in this hour, I'm going to attempt. I'll probably fail, but at least I'll attempt. That's what matters. To calmly cover exactly how global government works, how it operates, and how it's unfolding for everyone. I know most of you know more than I do, but we have a lot of listeners, new listeners every day, every week, who don't even know what global government is or what it means. They do know about American Idol and how to act cool, or how to wear the proper clothing, or how to have the coolest tats. They do not, though, have any idea of the fact that they're setting up a global imperium where the individual has zero rights or liberties, and where one-child policies are enforced, and where eugenics, forced drugging, forced sterilization is enforced, and that's if you're lucky living in a first-world nation. If you're in a third-world nation, you are going to be killed 9 times out of 10. I'm sorry to have to announce this to you. Of course, those in the third world, most of them don't even have internet or unable to hear this transmission or even understand English. And I am too ignorant to have the proper system set up with my websites to communicate with you. Even some of the better translation systems don't work too well. And I can only speak one language. I can't speak four, or I guess five with English fluently like my wife can. So I don't mean that as a slight that you're ignorant, that you can't understand me. It's just their language barriers. The language itself, though, even in English, has been reduced massively, as Eric Blair wrote about in 1984. To the point where I can't even communicate with the general public, and my intellect and my semantical lexicon and catalog is greatly reduced to basically I would speak at a low-grade moron level if I was having a conversation with a group of founding fathers at the Continental Congress. And I mean it when I say that. I am a blithering, low-grade, drooling moron compared to those men. And many of them were drooling morons compared to the Greek philosophers. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna leave you.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a very important broadcast for you. For the last 3 years, I've been reporting that they've already been merging the North American Union with the European Union, and there's been snickers and laughs from different neocon and controlled liberal publications. But here it is in the BBC today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break down how all this works. Last week, I aired about 80% of the most powerful, as if they could get more powerful, Keith Olbermann rant I've ever heard. I want to play the whole thing. When something's this good and this truthful and this strong, it needs to be aired in its entirety. So that's coming up, too, in the second hour today. Also, we've got a bunch of other audio clips we're going to be playing, a bunch of news on the illegal aliens and what they're up to and how they're above the law. They're planning mass rallies around the country. Also, William F. Buckley Jr. is saying that there's the waning of the GOP. Yeah, by design. Also, we will be getting into ex-CIA top analyst. Forged yellowcake memo leads right back to Dick Cheney. But before I cover all of that, I want to introduce a friend of mine. Literally 5 minutes before showtime, Mike Nelson up here at the office said, "Hey, Raymond Teague called up and wants to talk to you." And I didn't have time to talk to him right before the show as I got here to the office late today, got ready at the house. And I said, "Look," he said, "it's about that tractor trailer, that 18-wheeler blowing up with all that gasoline in Oakland in the Bay Area." And I said, "Look, let's just have Raymond on and see what he has to say." So You're basically going to be getting the news just as soon as I get it. He just says there's something suspicious about it. And I listen to Raymond because he's a Vietnam weapon system missile operator veteran. He is a degreed engineer, well, I guess electrical engineer. He is, of course, he was in Air Force intelligence after that. He then worked on the Apollo missions in, I guess, the A group in mission control and on the RCA cameras that were on the moon. And someday I'm going to get him to come on air and talk about his days there in the Apollo program. I've gotten quite a bit out of him in private, but he won't say a lot of it on air. I got to get you in studio soon, Raymond, because we don't live forever, and I want to get you on air. You know, before they set a nuke off or Lord knows what happened, so you can talk about what happened in the Apollo mission, some of the things you've told me privately over dinner several times over the years. I've known Raymond, I guess, about nine years, since 1998, when we built Joe Campana a new house. He was a World War II vet, atomic testing veteran, and they were the local health department was trying to steal his house because it was worth, he didn't even know this, about $800,000. That was back then because he owned about a half acre. He could build three or four houses on it. And so they were going to steal it and bulldoze his house. So we blocked the bulldozers. They threatened to arrest us, myself, my Hansford, and others, and we built the veteran a new house. He died a few years ago, but not before he got to have a new home. Got to meet a lot of great people like Mike Jones and others here in the local community there with that. But I'm already digressing. I've known Raymond for a long time, and we all need to pray for Raymond. And Raymond's had a lot of heart surgeries lately. He's a good friend of mine, and I do pray for Raymond each and every day. Side issue, just I'm being a little selfish here. I want people to pray for my friend Raymond. But Raymond, you saw the video of the tractor trailer, and as an engineer, you've also worked with a lot of chemicals as well. You say it's suspicious. Fill us in, Raymond.
Since I was not there physically present, it is very hard to tell what happened, but I will give you the indications. The flame seemed to be extremely white, bright. Now, the problem with my judging this on television, especially without knowing the details of the cameras being used and so forth, the ordinary sensors that are on these camcorders make fire or thermal imaging look brighter than it actually appears. So it's hard to judge. But I will tell you, if you observe any of these for yourselves, as the public, if the fire is extremely white, it's extremely hot, this is normally caused not by some burning fuel like gasoline or something. It has to be usually an aluminum oxidizer mix of some sort. There are many ways to do this. Anything like you could take roughly powdered, not powdered, but say little small lumps of coal, mix it with any oxidizing agent, potassium chloride, potassium permanganate, there's dozens of them that could be used, potassium nitrate, the old oxidizer for black gunpowder, in a rough mixture form. And you could have this not necessarily in a tanker truck, but in a trailer, any just anything, any container that could hold it together until you got it to where you wanted to light it off.
Now, you know, Friday in Houston, another tractor trailer full of gasoline crashed in the exact same type of bridge in the exact same type of Mixmaster or Cloverleaf, as they call them, these big interchanges, and nothing collapsed. Now, I mean, that may just be coincidence. These things are crashing all the time. Bridges are collapsing every month. I even looked it up. It's about every 30 days on average one of these things collapses on its own. But I did see the white flashes, and it's pure white. These are big, high-quality news cameras, and so normally it. I mean, they are more accurate than a cheap camcorder, but I know what you're talking about, how the differential in the dark, you know, between intermittent flashes, you know, could make it look whiter than it is. But it's big, white, explosive-type flashes, and they talked about, you know, intermittent explosions. Now, gasoline can do that, but generally it's red and orange and fireballs. The whole thing is bizarre, and I think it's important to look at it. But why else do you think it's suspicious, Raymond?
Well, like I said, I wasn't there, but from the description, apparently the truck was pretty well burned up. If you, as an observer, see something like this going on, and there's the frame of the truck left, and the steel wheels that the tires are mounted on and the other metal components of the truck are still there, not melted down or burned up, then it could very well be just a fuel fire or a ordinary combustible material fire that might be something really hot like gasoline or kerosene or something like that. But the steel components of that unit are still going to be there. But if you have a fire that's hot enough to melt down a bridge, probably it's going to melt the truck totally down. You will have most of it will be gone. It will not find anything but pools of metal or burned oxide. So as an observer and you observe something of this order, you will know that this did not happen accidentally. I was listening to a radio show last night, and I was amazed at the number of incidents around the country just lately, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, where at these interchanges, strategic choke points on the interstate system, where there have been accidents causing very major damage to it. Most of it does not make the major news outside of the local area, so we don't hear about it, but it's been going on from Boston to Florida, the Midwest, and now Oakland. If the interstate highway at the choke points was shut down in this country, the whole transportation system would collapse. There's not enough auxiliary roads. There's not enough rail transport. There's not enough means of distribution of groceries, gasoline, and other essentials to keep the country running without these roads being intact. And it would not take that much. In fact, but as far as some lone nut, some lone person coming up with enough material to cause one of these events, even if they got a hold of a truck, it would take a major effort and expense to assemble the ingredients necessary to burn one of these highways up.
Raymond, remember 6 years ago when somebody in Sacramento, California drove an 18-wheeler full of gasoline into the Capitol? But they kept it real quiet because that was a real terrorist attack. It was somebody mad at the government. Because that was a real attack, they didn't want to create fear. See, when the government does it, they hype it up and have the cameras and create fear. But I've talked to a lot of people in and out of government. There have been hundreds, and this has even come out in the news, hundreds of real terrorist attacks on refineries, on key infrastructure that have been kept quiet. And we've done reports on that, so there may be something to this, Raymond. Why do you see this as suspicious? Not just the white flashes and the incredible heat, but all these other incidences in the last month?
The whole thing taken together means a coordinated attack against us that would be extremely effective and yet not cause the reaction that a nuclear attack would cause, or some other attack that would be
obvious. You think it could be a covert infrastructure attack by the Iranians?
I would say it'd be a covert infrastructure attack by somebody, and it would.
Well, all I know is this, Raymond. For 2 years, there have been U.S. special forces, admittedly, in Iran attacking infrastructure and funding terrorists. Now, that's on record. That's been in the Associated Press. It was broken by Cy Hirsch, 2 years ago. We even knew about it before that from sources. But point is, it's official when it's in the mainstream media. And so, who knows? Lord knows what's really going on.
Well, when you can go on the Internet. I don't know whether it's on your... Since I'm not on a cable or a satellite, I'm not on your site because I have no high speed data link, but I have an email showing liquid metal, molten steel running down from near where the aircraft struck on the 9/11 tower, running just about to the ground, all the way down the side of the building. I have worked in a steel mill for more than a year. I have seen other steel mills, and I've seen steel poured. I know what is involved in the heat necessary to do all that. You would never get it from aircraft fuel. I've helped clean up aircraft crashes, and that's not what happens. You couldn't do that with an aircraft or with an aircraft load of fuel. But to get that to happen in a building, the website people claim that...
Now, we've had Dr. Stephen Jones... Sure, sure. We've had Dr. Stephen Jones and all of them on the show. Raymond, thank you for popping in to bring up those interesting points about the truck. And I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Come down to the TV show next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good talking to you. There goes my friend Raymond T. Good guy. All right. I'm going to get him on someday about NASA. Man, the stories he can tell you. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 1st, 2007, gold spot 674.50 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $696.15, $350.11 for half, and $175.06 for quarter ounce coins. That's $696.15, $350.11, and $175.06. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Bureau of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in my coming and the end of the world. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. The Bible says, would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
Welcome back.
someone to hear your prayer.
Coming up,
someone who's
we're going to have open phones throughout the show today. I'm going to air about 15 minutes from a Sky Television Fox propaganda piece that about a year and a half ago I was interviewed for. Never saw it. They never sent me a tape like they said they would. The host of the show, I think his name's Danny Archer, they did send me a tape of the Illuminati special they did, where they interviewed me about Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. And it was the same tactic in that piece that they used in this piece. So we will be playing that and going over some of the more shoddy forms of disinformation and propaganda. Because they never disputed any of our information. At the end, well, you'll see what they did. We're going to play that Keith Olbermann piece in its entirety because it's so amazing and important and informative and on target. We've got Ray McGovern saying that the Yellowcake forged documents from Niger lead right back to Dick Cheney's office. We're also going to be taking your calls later in the second and third hour for first-time callers only. I want to give first-time callers. I get emails every day going, hey, man, I've been trying to call into your show for 6 months, and I can never get in, and I'm a first-time caller. Okay, first-time callers in the second and third hour today, and we will be taking a lot of your phone calls. But we're not opening the phones up just yet. I do want to hear from you, but I've got a lot of news I want to cover. Let me get into some news I didn't get to yesterday. Then we're going to come back and get into the big North American Union merger with the EU information that just came out. Not new info for this audience, but now admitted by the mainstream media, so we'll be covering it. Quite an announcement, quite a deal signed by Bush and Blair and Merkel and the rest of them. But before I do that, I thought I would get into this little piece of news. Cops admit to planting marijuana on 92-year-old woman killed in botched drug raid. Associated Press, this came out yesterday. Now, if you go back to a year ago when this happened, I on air said, I'll watch, it's going to be the wrong house, she's going to be hearing impaired, or deaf, as they say, and it's going to be a crime-ridden area, and she would have fired on the men who weren't announced wearing black uniforms in the dark. And it turns out that's exactly what happened. We've seen this so many hundreds of times, it's the M.O. of the perps. And they are perps. They are now going to be going to prison. They pled guilty. So after they gunned this woman down, they blew her all over the walls. I mean, they splattered her good. Shot her in the chest, the guts, the head. But I hope that's worth the prison time, boys, because you killed her good. She'd had her long life, though. You're not going to have a very good life now in prison as a cop, as a tough guy, as a wannabe military commando who kicks down old ladies' doors. And you killed her, and then instead of just admitting you made a mistake, and instead of maybe losing your jobs or getting sued, you probably would have kept your job, saying it was an honest mistake, and apologizing to the family, and griping out the informant and sending him to prison that gave you the bad info. No, you planted marijuana on her, and you lied about her, and that's why you're going to prison now. And we see this over and over again. I've been wanting to find that tape, and I can't find it. I aired it many times back in, 1999? It was Midland, Texas. The SWAT team enters from two sides of the house. They shoot their own officers, killing one, wounding two others. And the fella that they did this to had a safe with some black powder, unloaded collector's items. They were collector black powder. The guy was actually an anti-gunner, but he was a collector, and he was collecting these black powder firearms. Well, not even considered firearms. And they were, of course, locked in a safe, but that didn't matter. Now, you actually hear the cops crying on the tape, going, he's open fire on us, APC, APC. And that wasn't enough for you. That's exactly what they did on the tape. They then had to frame this guy, and they were going to give him the death penalty until good officers that give police a good name said, no, actually, the SWAT team all shot themselves, and then they tried to frame the guy. Now, no one went to jail there. They should have. You killed a cop and injured two others with your mindlessness. But I'm going to finish up with this when we get back. And then we'll get into the North American Union merging with the EU. This is big, 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 big news. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Let me tell you how this works. Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Bank of America, the biggest banks in the country, have been publicly caught hundreds of times laundering billions of dollars of drug money. The Federal Reserve, banks themselves, the clearinghouses have been caught doing it. It's been all over the news, buried in the back of the paper. Literally hundreds of times I've seen it. They ship in the narcotics, and they license the drug cartels. I mean, they have large shipments. In fact, more than half, according to all the CIA experts and DEA experts we've interviewed and from all the past reports and the bus we've learned of, over half of the cocaine and heroin is shipped directly in by the U.S. government with above Delta Force operators protecting the shipments. Brought directly to your daughter when she's 16, so by the time she's 18, she'll be a prostitute on the streets. This is the great, wonderful system. Or then when your 17-year-old gets caught or your 15-year-old gets caught with the heroin, they get to go to prison, then they get raped and get AIDS and hepatitis, and then your life's ruined. It's a very loving, loving government. We've got to search your car, the police say, to find the drugs. I mean, give me a break. I'm sick of it. I don't use your filth, you understand? I don't use your Prozac and your Ritalin, and I don't use your heroin or your cocaine or any of the garbage you try to cram down our throats with all the television ads. And yeah, don't think all those movies where they glorify drug use aren't television ads for it. There's nothing anti-establishment about drug use. Stop using it, Cole. You want to hurt the New World Order? Stop using it, young people. Don't ever try it. There's nothing cool about it. Nothing hurts the police state worse than not using their garbage. See, they have the double tax. They ship it in, and then they tax you by making you a slave when they arrest you and put you into the system. But I'm already digressing. I always make that point because I'm trying to get it out there into the public consciousness. But I'm digressing. I said I'd get into the global system here in a minute. Let me go back here. So they ship in the drugs, and then the rest of it, the 40-plus percent of it, is licensed drug cartels. Licensed drug cartels. And that is, if they don't pay at least 25% in fees, 10% into the CIA and other federal agencies, and then another 15% or so in the laundering fee. Instead of getting interest, they have to pay a large, they call it points, into the banks. And so what happens is, if you don't pay your cut, there are huge fleets of spray planes from Mexico down to the Shining Path boys there in Peru. And the aircraft take off and fly with GPS and spray your coca fields, your opium plantations, your marijuana cultivation belts. They spray those cartels and knock them out right next to the fields owned by the generals and the vice presidents and the premiers and the prime ministers of those countries. And they will fly, it's been in the news many times, with GPS spraying a field that's owned by another cartel right next to a cartel that pays their cut. If that doesn't work, if somebody like Noriega, who's been paying his cut, gets control of a whole country and stops paying it, there'll be an invasion when you know, everybody wakes up on a Saturday morning and, oh, did you hear? There was an invasion. And they don't even really say why. It was to save some college students. Turns out that's fake, but that comes out a month later, and then no one cares. Hell, they stuck flags on their cars, and it felt good, and that's what mattered. So that's the bottom line. Then at the local level, where the rubber meets the road, you've got drug addict pieces of filth informants, confidential informants. And again, every week it's some insurance salesman or it's some family or it's people I know. I mean, it's just constantly happening here in Austin and all over the country. But I mean, it happens every few months here locally to people I know. And it's 4 a.m. and you hear yelling and screaming and you wake up and your family's crying and your young children are running around and there's guys slamming your head down the ground and they've got MP5s to your back and you're crying. You're going, what's going on? And they're tearing everything apart. And they don't find any heroin, they don't find any cocaine, they don't find any marijuana. Or a lot of people do smoke marijuana. It's more popular now than alcohol. You know, they find a dime bag of it, and boom, CPS comes in, grabs your kids. But more often than not, they don't find anything. So they start looking at pill bottles, and if you don't have your painkillers in the right bottle, boom, they arrest you for that. And why did they raid you? Well, the confidential drug addict informant who's got 15 arrests on his record and 5 convictions or 6 convictions for everything under the sun, he gets a cut. And so literally, these guys will want cocaine or heroin, and they'll just say, it's that house. Or they'll be bombed out of their head drunk. They're allowed to drunk drive, do whatever they want. That's all, you know, blind eyes turn to it. Because they're in the system, and they'll pull up with somebody buying cocaine, and it's a dark night, and it's duplexes, and they'll point out the wrong house. Or the SWAT teams, more often than not, will notice you're using more power than you should be. I know an old lady here in Austin got raided many years ago by the Travis County SWAT team, and she's dead now, but she was a top expert in fish. I forget the technical term for that, and she had many, many tanks in her house. I mean, it was just room after room of different saltwater and freshwater fish. It's what she liked. And they looked at her power bill and knew that it was on the record that only one person lived there and that she was using the power of 10 people. And a SWAT team raided her when she wasn't home and then just left a note on the door with the door open, kicked down, and when they didn't find any drugs. Here's another example. I've got a friend named Nick. I guess they're married now, but this is before I even got a show. This is like 13 years ago. It was the Wood Hollow Apartments off Greystone in North Austin. And Nick and his girlfriend didn't even smoke pot. They were their fitness freaks. I mean, you know, this guy has like 1% body fat. I mean, it's like totally ripped. She's totally into fitness. And, you know, I was friends with them. We go to the pool and stuff. We go out to eat and stuff. And they didn't even drink. Nick actually went with me to film America Destroyed by Design for two weeks. So Nick's shooting the video you see in my first film. And about a year after I moved out of there, I'm kind of digressing here, but it doesn't matter. The point is, about a year after I moved out, I got a call, and they told me, they said, because I just started the TV show then, and then later I used him, you know, for the film. And he goes, yeah, man, a SWAT team raided us. And we found out what it was. The carpet cleaner. I've told this story where it happened to me, too, but not with a drug raid. It was the guy wanted to call the cops because I had a shotgun in the case. And he'd seen TV and seen, you know, most of the shows are set in New York. The cop shows where people get arrested for having guns. Weak-minded public, they think guns are illegal in Texas. That's how scary it is, folks, because they watch TV, again, where in the cop shows, all the guns are banned. So then they see one in your house. But in this case, his girlfriend was going to UT as a botanist. And I remember this. I remember their whole back room was like a two-bedroom, but they slept in the same bed. But, you know, they had another bedroom with all these lights and, you know, orchids and irises growing. And a two-year-old could tell these weren't marijuana plants. And by the way, Nick had a bad feeling when it happened. The guy started asking, what are these lights? What are these plants? Because, see, they're all little deputies now here in the police state. And he said, well, my girlfriend's taking botany at University of Texas, and that's her plants. And, well, next day, SWAT team comes, goes after him, kicks down the door, and finds out it's plants, and then cusses at him and leaves. That's America. You see, that's not land of the free, home of the brave, ladies and gentlemen. And now, I dipped it in the bud. Because, and I've told this, I'll tell it again, I've probably told it 10 times, but you need to know. I had the carpet cleaning place, the local, I'm not going to even say the name of the company, and I had them out to my house, and back then I had the studio in my house, and the guy is back in my office, and I walk in there while he's carpet cleaning, and him and his assistant, it was a white guy and a Hispanic guy, and the manager was talking about my shotgun up on a rack on the wall. I didn't have children at the time. I wasn't even married yet. So, you know, the gun was out in the open up on the wall. I said case earlier. It really wasn't a case. Just a gun rack. Shotgun, just a, you know, basic, you know, $300 Winchester Defender. 6-shot with the plug out, maybe 7-shot with the plug out. And that's what I, you know, had. You come in my house, I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to shoot you repeatedly. That's just how it's going to work. You're going to die if you break and enter my house. And they're having a discussion, and the guy's going, yeah, I mean, is that legal? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, excuse me? And I reached over to my desk, and I said, you see me? Here I am in the paper at a gun rally. And we just had a rally like the weekend before. And there I was in the paper, and I said, you see me? I'm in the newspaper. Guns are legal here. I'm allowed to have that shotgun. And he's like, oh, man, just, you know, it's dangerous, please. All right. You know, he mumbled something. And then they left. And I had a bad feeling. And this happened on the TV show, by the way, what I'm about to tell you. So it was about 5 o'clock. That had happened at about 3. And I called. And I said, I want to talk to the manager. And the manager knew my name when he came on. He said, hello, Mr. Jones. Yes, it was handled. Yes, he came back, and he wanted to call the police. But we explained to him, yes, we understand. No, we didn't call the police. Then I go on Access TV that night. I had a TV show that night. It was a Wednesday night then when I was doing the show. And the Hispanic assistant guy called into the show and said, yes, I was there. They did call the police. But then they called and stopped the police. Because the cops come if there's some gun report, even if it's a legal gun. It's some kind of weird thing where they have to investigate. And then the head manager, you know what, I'll just say it. Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
The strange thing is I worked there for a couple months back in high school. God, they worked those people hard. I quit that job. I wanted like 14 hours a day, and I mean, it was tough. These houses full of, you know, dog poo and cat urine everywhere. Anyways, I'm getting off subject. I mean, people live like animals, folks. I'm here to tell you. But see, it's Perfect Spies Inside the House. Why not? Why not just say the name of the company? And then the his assistant called in and said, yeah, that guy's an idiot. As soon as he got in the car, he said he was going to call the cops on that guy. Guns are illegal. The Hispanic fellow who had his head screwed on straight and was a Texan, this other guy wasn't from Texas, explained that guns were legal and that, you know, that he had a gun. It didn't matter, folks. I had the police called on me in America because of Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner. Well, because of their idiot employee. Now, thank God that the manager had a brain, and thank God that the assistant had a brain. Oh, by the way, I forgot. They fired the assistant that day because he argued with them and made a big deal out of it after they called the cops. I'd forgotten that part. And I didn't know. He never said anything in my house. He was a fan of the TV show. I forgot that part. So imagine, in your house, folks, you've got some old 1887 revolver put out by Colt, framed. Folks, repairmen, all of them, a lot of them think it's illegal. Folks that moved here from New York, L.A., you know, places like that, Chicago, they think it's illegal. You got a big, pretty gun case in your hall with granddaddy's shotgun in it. I used to have that, folks. Now I got it in a big locked safe, you know, with the big old spin handle control key entrance, chained and bolted and drilled into the wall. Because, and I've got my guns in instant access pistol safes, and even before I had children, I went to that because I realized I wasn't living in a free country anymore because the public was a bunch of brainwashed scum. You got fish tanks, you got orchids, you got a gun in a case, the SWAT teams are coming. You understand? And they do it all day. And if they shoot their own officer in the back, they're going to frame you for it. Or they shoot an old lady, they're going to frame you for it. Or they're going to frame her dead body for it. And because they've decided, well, since we're the good guys, we've got to protect ourselves. We've got to do whatever it takes. And so we'll cut a few corners. And as soon as you start cutting corners, you drop straight into hell. So here it is. Cops admit to planting marijuana on 92-year-old woman killed in botched drug raid, Associated Press. Two police officers pled guilty Thursday to manslaughter in the shooting death of a 92-year-old woman during a botched drug raid last fall. A third officer still faces charges. Officer J.R. Smith told a state judge Thursday that he regretted what had happened. I bet you do, because the most you'd have done is lost your job if you'd have told the truth. Always tell the truth. You should have just kept your mouth shut. You got a Fifth Amendment. No, you had to lie. And I'm just telling the public, keep your mouth shut. And I'm not even trying to tell the cops how to get out of killing innocent people. It's just, I'm telling my listeners, learn to shut your mouths. I'm sorry, the 35-year-old said, his voice barely audible. That's right, because you're not going to have a good time in prison. He pled guilty to manslaughter, violation of oath, criminal solicitation, making false statements and perjury, which was based on claims and a warrant. Now, he's probably only going to get a year or something. The guys that are still lying, he's ratting out decades. Former officer Greg Junner, 40, who retired from the Atlanta police in January, pled guilty to manslaughter, violation of oath, criminal solicitation, and making false statements. Both men are expected to face more than 10 years in prison. And that will not be fun years in prison. It would probably be fun to be in the, of course, it would be a nightmare, but it, compared to solitary confinement for their safety, it would be fun to be in general population. At least fighting, and that, I think that would be better than being in solitary. In a hearing later in federal court, both pled guilty to a single charge of conspiracy. Oh, that's impossible. Conspiracy doesn't exist. To violate a person's civil rights resulting in death, their state and federal sentences would run concurrently. It was a no-knock drug raid. They didn't tell her. The woman was basically deaf. She had little or no hearing. And she was 92-year-old, Catherine Johnston. And the informant described buying drugs from a dealer there, police said. When the officers burst in without warning, Johnson fired at them, and they fired back, killing her. By the way, she did shoot a couple of them. Fulton County prosecutor Peter Johnson said the officers involved in Johnson's death fired 39 shots, striking her five or six times, including a fatal blow to the chest. He said Johnson fired only once through the door. You know what? I was going from their lies earlier, and I could go pull the article. See, I hadn't even read this whole article yet when I went on air with it. I read the first few paragraphs yesterday. That's right. They claim she shot them at first. That's right. See, and I was going off their earlier lie. I guess that's a lie, too. God, I remember it was claimed she shot an officer. I ought to go pull that. We ought to do an article about that. That's not being pointed out. Maybe it is later in the story. It's a long article. But, yeah, they claim she also shot them, so I guess she didn't shoot. They claim she shot two of them. He said Johnson fired only once through the door and didn't hit any of the officers. That means the officers who were wounded likely were hit by their other colleagues. Oh, I hadn't read the next line. That's the problem with not reading your own reading story. yeah, I have a tendency to read only the first page. So there you go. I'd remembered they'd been shot, so. All right, we will come back, and I will start getting into the whole North American Union story, now merging with the EU publicly. And then we'll get into some audio clips, and then your phone calls in the second hour for first-time callers. But the phones aren't open yet, PrisonPlanet.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
I want to take my time going over the North American Union EU merger news in the BBC. So in this segment, I've been wanting to talk about this the last few weeks, and I haven't. I just want to briefly say that I love life. I am thankful for everything that God has given me in life, and that sometimes the show may sound a little bit negative. That's because we're focusing on the bad things in the world so that good people can be rallied to become aware of it and then to resist it, as the Founding Fathers and Lord Acton and many others said in different ways, that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing, or that all that evil needs to triumph is that good people do nothing, or that good men and women do nothing. I mean, think about the incredible mystery of the universe and the beauty of the oceans and lakes and trees and plants and animals. And as I've said, watching ants just crawl around in the grass on the ground, or children laughing and the discovery and the mystery in their eyes, and the electric spark of creativity and discovery. When you look up at the heavens at night, you look at millions of stars with planets orbiting them and all the different asteroids belts and the Kuiper belt. Think about it and just how wonderful it is to be alive and to have love and to have friends and to have family and to share experiences with friends. And instead, so many people are frustrated, they're decadent, they're unhappy, more, they want all these trinkets and baubles. I was at a friend's house in Los Angeles, and on a shelf they had a big iron ore meteorite, iron nickel meteorite. And I'd always, had kind of a romantic idea of space and meteorites, and my dad had told me about how he'd found a meteorite when he was a kid and how he always wanted to find another little meteorite. And so I said, where'd you get that? He said, oh, a store down the street. So we went to the store, and I bought a couple meteorites that were really inexpensive, $20, $60. And I've got one in my hand. It's a stone meteorite, and it looks like the classic archetypal image of a meteor, kind of cylindrical with the potholes all over it where different particles burnt out, different pieces popped out when it came into the atmosphere, when the meteor became a meteorite. And just to hold in your hand, again, I'm not into possessions. It's not that it's some thing of value to me, it's that it's interesting and it has a timelessness and an outside this world feeling to it. And just to hold it and to smell it, because it's mainly a stone meteorite, but it has some iron ore in it, to smell the iron and to think about how old it is, but then really to know we're standing on a giant meteor. We're standing on a huge satellite. We're standing on a 14,000-mile circumference spaceship spinning, hurtling at tens of thousands of miles an hour around a standard yellow dwarf sun, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of a Milky Way galaxy. Out on the edge of the galaxy clusters, looking in towards the galactic core, the universe is literally all around us. We are in it and of it. The incredible mysteries of all of it. Meanwhile, women are wanting collagen injections of melted down dead Chinese babies so they can look good.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.